Hello, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick, it's John with Vocal Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Not too much. I finally got a notification that you canceled Home Advisor and got rid of them for good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've been done with them. I don't know why. They still try to bill me.
I know. I actually got a notification where, like, they were saying basically they'd come in contact with one of our clients, and they were trying to charge you, like, $99 just to cancel.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No,
so that was, like,
no. They were trying to charge me $99 in referral fees.
From what?
I said, well, I don't do any work for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, well, it's good that you got rid of those, because basically your GMB was pending until you got rid of them. So we were waiting for your confirmation on your cancellation there in order to actually move forward with posting you on the first page.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but that's I'm just done with it all, man. All this has been such a freaking headache. Then some dude calls me today from you guys, and he's like, oh, well, we got confirmation, so it's going to be like 3 or 4 more days. I'm like, you know what? The damn website was down all weekend from Thursday to freaking Monday, and then all of a sudden it pops back on.
Mm.
Huh?
Your website was down?
Yeah, all weekend.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the customer service is freaking terrible, man, on most of on your guys' end. Like,
really?
Waiting 24 hours or 48 hours for a phone call, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. I barely even got the notification, like, 5 minutes ago, and so I called you back right away. They're supposed to be a lot quicker than that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it does say they talked to you at 12:30, or at 12. So definitely that was, like, 2 hours ago. Yeah, it takes too long, even for them to just give me the information that you were looking for somebody to reach out to you. It took a while.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do the text and all that.
Did you try to call me directly? I remember I texted you my direct number and extension when you signed up, so that way we could avoid that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have this 6225 or whatever. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's like the very first text that you ever got from us is my name and a direct number and extension. Because I'm in the...
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I'm in management, so the customer service department is actually, like, third floor. We're on the ninth floor, so it's just...
Yeah. Well...
Yeah. We're not actually, like...
So I told that guy today, I was like, hey, man, you know, like, obviously you guys don't got time for customers, and
what?
Either you got too many or everybody's pissed about everything, so that's why I can't get a call back. So I was like, well, just put me online with somebody that can... cancel this for me and give me my money back. He goes, oh, well, we don't give refunds. I said, okay, well, then let me talk to somebody that makes more sense here.
Well,
and,
no, the reason that
like,
he can't...
Well, you gotta give me... We
it's
gotta
not
give
that
you,
we...
I can get you a call in 48 hours.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hours.
Yeah, well, you're in a unique situation. So normally we can, but with your situation, you know, it's that $149 a month on a month-to-month basis. And then they already applied a service credit of $50. So
right.
Far, I mean...
But every time something happens, they tell me 3 more days, 4 more days, give me 10 days, give me 2 weeks, give me 48 hours for a phone call. I'm
you're
like,
a unique situation.
What kind of deal is this, man?
Yeah, you're a unique situation. I mean, I remember speaking with you because I'm the one who gave you that veteran's discount and marked it down. But basically, to this point, you paid $99. They've already gave you a service credit of $50, and I only charged you $149 on a $350 a month package. So at this point, with $99, you've got your .com website done, you got your PIN verification done, and we're right at the point of you being listed. Your next payment's not due until the 31st of July, and it's only $99. So it's like,
right.
I get it's taken a while. But I'm trying to make sure that you're getting more than a fair shake on it, because it is a unique situation. You know what I mean? And I do want to make sure that you're getting significant return on investment before we're talking about you even spending another dollar with us moving forward. You get what I'm saying? So sure, yeah, they probably can't.
So let me ask you something, John. So Google, somebody to do with Google keeps calling me and saying, hey, we need to get this, get you up at the top of the list, and we need to do this, this, and this, $250 or something. And I'm like, dude, like, he goes, well, nobody's going to know you have a website if you're not listed with us. I'm like, well, that's kind of a good point. If I don't get the word out about a website, then who does?
I'm confused about your question. So this is search engine optimization that we're doing for you, Rick. So having you on the first page is going to have that website attached to that placement, right? So the website is just one thing. We built it, we're not just building you a website. We're going to list it on the first page. But you have to verify your business. So that's why I've been doing that Google listing was created on 6/22. You didn't even have a Google listing yet. So we created
I never have.
Well, you do now.
So John, that's what this dude keeps calling me about. He keeps saying that I need to pay him $200 and some to get on this.
Once you're up there, Rick, nobody's gonna call you to put you up there. And I got him beat on the pricing by like $150. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Do you think that dude's with me, man?
No, there's other Google partners out there, but if you're not listed on the first page and they have an opening available within their company, then they're going to call you. They don't know you're working with us right now until they see that you're already listed. Once you're on the first page, nobody's going to call you to put you on the first page, but to them, it just looks like you don't have our service currently because we're still going through. We had to basically start from scratch. We build you a website from the ground up. We did your Google listing from the ground up. We pin verified it. Started the optimization. I mean, all this stuff we're working. You know, it's not like it's we flip a switch and you're just up there. It's not plug and play, you know? So there's man hours that goes into it. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's not like an overnight success where it's just we're going to flip
a switch. I just feel like every time I call about anything, man, it's like 3 more days, 4 more days. Give us. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything, man.
Like,
anything worth having, it's going to, you know, it's going to be like
I hope it's worth it, man. That's all I'm saying.
No, it is. It's worth every penny, and I'm making sure it's worth every penny. I started out with the billing. You know, the customer service stuff, they don't always send me customer service calls because then it's like I'm going to be looking at them like, what the hell do we pay you guys for? You know what I mean? So it's almost like embarrassing for them to send a call back to me. It makes them look incompetent. So,
sure.
so they try to avoid that. They try to solve that issue. But I'm like, in your situation, you're somebody that I've set up your billing in a completely different way. I basically set it up as like you're a family member, or I know you personally. You know what I mean? And so for them, everything just looks different. What you're paying looks different. What you're getting, the timetables on your PIN verification, everything's just coming back unorthodox. So that's why they're trying to like, hey, let's get John, the guy who set all this up, on the phone, and that's why I think you're getting those delays. But I don't know why they're not sending it to me right away. Like, this is the first notification I got about you requesting a call since that last time that I talked to you, which was on, like, the 24th. Yeah, so it's been, like, a solid, like, 2.5 weeks, and I haven't heard anything about them saying that you wanted to be reached out to. It just looks like they keep kind of having other customer service reps talk to you. It was James, and then this guy Dio that reached out to you today.
Yeah,
so that's why I put
all
it
right,
there.
Man. Well, I guess we're all. Yeah. Will you text me that again, John? And then
I'll send it over to you
this time.
But yeah, it's good that you got rid of Home Advisor, so no more pay per lead. Have a little patience with us on this. You know what I mean? So that way we can make sure everything's up and running to its max capacity. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. You'll be using this until you close your doors. But we just got to get you up and running.
Well, I over the weekend, I was so mad because here's the deal, man. I went and ordered a bunch of business cards with this website on it.
Okay.
And then the damn thing was down all weekend. So I was like, well, what the hell did I do? So I just wasted more money.
Yeah, if you feel like that happens again, if you see that happening again, text me directly. I just sent you my number, but I'm on the website right now. It looks like it's up and running.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also,
cool,
too, bud, when you make a cancel request, when you say, hey, I want to cancel and get my money back, those guys downstairs just go, okay, so don't do any more work on this until we resolve that issue. You know what I mean? until he's saying, hey, he's okay with continuing to work with us, they're like, hey, I'm not going to touch this thing. You know what I mean? Or put any more work into it if he's going to just wind up disappearing. So that could definitely be a part of it. Any website, Rick, has to have hosting. It has to have hosting. So even if you didn't do it through us, you still have to pay a hosting fee every month in order to keep that content on your site. So if you canceled us, you still have that domain name, but you lose the hosting. I mean, they make you an offer on the hosting, or you can find another host. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, if you really sit back and you look at everything that we're doing for you compared to the dollar amount that you've invested into it, having that site, the hosting, the optimization that we're doing, nobody's going to be able to beat the deal that I gave you. But it's going to require patience, you know? It's not going to be an overnight thing, but it's 100% worth having. Once you're up there, I mean, you'll make back what you've invested into it off the first job. And you'll make that back, you know, for the next year and a half off the first job. It might take a while to get things rolling. Yeah, but once it's rolling, it's like it's not Home Advisor, okay? We're not nickel and diming you for every single lead and things like that.
Here's another thing, though. You keep saying Home Advisor. So Angie's Lead bought Home Advisor, from what I'm understanding.
Other way around, yeah. Home Advisor bought Angie's List in 2016, but I know within their sales process, they give you all this fugazi of, oh, he owns this, this is the parent company, and oh, we didn't know about this. They try to play stupid, but they're all in the same building in Colorado. Yeah, so it's...
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I feel like they're, I don't know, I just feel like they're way, like, charging people, numerous people for the same lead.
They are.
And
they
I don't
are.
Know, like, how that becomes...
Look,
and then they're so they want to charge the customer, and then when I go to bill the customer, they're like, the customer's like, oh, I already paid Home Advisor.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
yeah, I've been hearing that too. I've been hearing the homeowners are getting charged fees now, not just the business owners.
This lady called me the other day, and she was like, hey, Angie's Leads Home Advisor just sent me a $460 bill.
For what?
She goes, she's like, nobody's even came to look at my job yet. She goes, can you please come look? I said, I'll come look. I said, but you get on the phone right now and you call them and tell them you want your damn money back.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely ridiculous. I guess they returned her money, but I'm like, dude, if they're doing
that's good looking out on your part, though, taking care of people like that. Because if you don't know, those companies just rip you off, man. I sent you the link too, so that you could keep up to date on it. There's a Federal Trade Commission report out on these guys. They're probably going to get shut down every day, but basically every time something new like that happens, there's a forum on there where they kind of update it and let you know what to expect or what their next BS is, basically. But like I said, I can't tell you what to do. But if it was my brother, I would tell him, cancel it. You know what I mean? Like, don't spend money on anything that's not turning into money.
I had to change my banking information because they kept taking money.
Yeah. I've heard of people doing that, man. I had a guy had to change his banking, his account, or his credit card, his accountant routing. He had to change the business address so that way his listing wasn't accurate. He had to change his phone number.
It was bad.
He basically had to like completely rebrand in order to get out from underneath them. They were trying to leave his name and number up there so that when people were trying to call him directly, Home Advisor was turning him into a lead and then selling him to other people.
Okay, I got one more question for you, John, and we can just end this. But I do appreciate you calling, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
As far as these pictures that don't belong to me on that website, how do I get my own on there? I mean, I know you guys sent me, so I just don't have time to dig with it.
The photos that are up there now are ones that aren't going to get you in any kind of like copyright trouble or anything like that.
So
that's why they're up there. They're just kind of like generic ones that we have. I sent you an email address. I'm going to resend it to you right now. Okay. I sent it to you when you signed up, though. It's photos@localsplash.com, And yeah, any photos.
I've got that email saved. My thing is, I'm kind of doing everything off my phone right now until I get a new computer. Do I need a computer right now to do that?
No. Computer is going to cost you, you know, I mean, cheap ones, $500. Good ones, like $2,000. Yeah, no. You don't need a, your phone is more than enough. All you got to do is you go to the photos if you have them in your phone. Do you have the photos in your phone?
I got photos in my iPhone, yeah.
Yeah. So you go to the photo. Actually, I'm pulling on my iPhone right now so I can give you a proper example of this. Yeah, you scroll to the photo, and then once you get there, you tap on it, and there's a little box with an arrow in the bottom left corner.
Okay.
You tap on that, and it'll give you the option to email or text. You just click on that email box, and you put in that photos@localsplash.com, and they'll send it right over.
Oh.
It's almost like sending the photo as a text message to somebody. Yeah.
Because I'm an idiot when it comes to this shit.
It's okay.
That's probably why you guys are all pissed off at me now.
No, it's okay. I mean, it helps if the if they know how to get through it, for sure, you know. But that's okay. You know what I mean? I have guys that are like 75 years old that Google, you know, when I first signed them up, and now they've been with me for years, and they still, you know, they call me up sometimes. How am I doing? I'm like, just log in and I can show you. Yeah, but it's something generational gap, you know?
Well, I think I might have a couple hours this evening. I can get on there and kind of screw around with it.
What
are we talking about? Like 3 or 4 days and then I'll be up and live?
Yeah, so they actually already have you PIN verified. So, I mean, it could be any day. I mean, it could be sooner.
Any day.
You know, could be sooner. So when the PIN verification is basically like they sent you that letter in the mail, and then you got that little 5-digit number off the back of it, and then when we send it over to Google, they basically look over everything, and then they publish it. So we're just waiting on them at this point.
Okay, good, because I done lost that card you guys sent with that PIN number.
Yeah,
but I've already called it in.
Yeah, exactly. We already got the code, and we already submitted it to them. So the verification, it says it was completed on our part and your part. It's just, it's on Google right now. We're just waiting for them to process. Yep.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, I really appreciate all your help, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, this is going to be a great thing for you, a long-term marketing solution. Everybody uses Google, and you don't got a pay-per-lead anymore, so you'll know what you're spending.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
It's just a matter of getting it going.
Yeah, I'd like to get a bunch of people together and go against that home advisor, but I'm not really sure if I got time to deal with that stuff either.
Yeah, that's what that listing is. I sent you.
All these old people. All these old people are telling me, they're like, hey, like, why is this company charging me all this money, and then you're coming and charging me? They don't pay me. You know,
so I've been against it. I've been here for 10 years doing this. And when I first started here, the Home Advisor was called Service Magic. They got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission. Then they came back with the name Home Advisor. They rebranded, but it's the same company, the same CEO, the same owner. Right? They rebranded, changed the name, started doing the same thing over again. That's why I sent you that report, too, right now. It's in your text message, the FTC.gov/news. They've been investigating them now for the last 8 years. So it's like, they're gonna have some, like, Wolf of Wall Street federal problems happening. Like, that CEO is that CEO is going to be, I don't know what he's thinking, man. He's going to get some prison time, so I hope he's enjoying it while he is, because, you know, you can't do that. Our entrepreneurs are our backbone here, and they're just robbing these guys.
Well, I called them the other day, and I'm like, hey, quit screwing with my damn bank account, because I keep getting an email saying payment declined. Well, hell yeah, because I changed all my info.
Right.
But the guy, I said, he wanted to know more about it, and I was like, hey, here's the deal, man. I go, you guys were charging me $36 for a lead on to go change a door handle that I can only charge at the most $25 for, and nobody wants to even pay that to change a door handle. And he was like, no, there's no way. There's no way we would ever do that. And I'm like, dude, I have proof. It is.
And then he hit you with, and then you owe us $100 before you can cancel.
Yeah,
but we would never do that. Yeah, okay.
Right, and I'm like, okay, man. Like, obviously, you have not a clue what you're talking about. You might need to find a new job.
Yeah.
So,
see, we don't do anything like that. So, hey, maybe at the worst case, one of my guys is delaying. Well, obviously, you can call me now, so that's a problem. But, hey, if you got to wait a day, it's a lot better than getting charged $99 or $50
well, yeah.
or $60.
Well,
yeah. So I'm, like, saving it from that. You get charged. Oh, my God. So
yeah,
you didn't get it canceled?
No, no. So I'm waiting on a call back from them now.
What?
And I almost guarantee you I will not get a call back. Yeah, the guy hung up on me Friday, and he was like, before he hung up, though, or he was getting frustrated, he hung up, so I called immediately back and obviously couldn't get through, and then I had to, through a teleprompter or whatever it is, set up a time for them to call me, and they're supposed to call today, and I have yet to get a call.
That's so weird because we had a notification that they were accessing your Google Business profile. Like they had tried to recreate a duplicate. Yeah, and you can't have duplicates. Like it causes a discrepancy. Google will be like, hey,
so
what is this?
Do you think, is there something you think I should do?
I mean,
like,
you gotta cancel it. I mean, one, obviously, they gotta stop you from, stop charging you money. We've already cleared up the discrepancy, though, as far as which one or which GMB we're hosting and which one's been PIN verified. So I don't think they'll be able to mess with it any further. But there was a duplicate created, and you're telling me, hey, you don't do this. So that's why I was like, okay, it's got to be from HomeAdvisor, because the only other thing that phone number was affiliated with was HomeAdvisor by Angie's. So
yep.
The name, address, and phone number was causing a discrepancy and creating a whole nother listing. And basically Google's like, we're not going to publish this guy if we can't verify what's what, if this number's his or not, or if this address is his or not. And we're telling him, hey, what we gave you, I verified with him myself at point of sale. Like, this is accurate. You know, and then they're going, okay, so we got to delete this other one. But when you go delete the other one, you usually need access from the person who's created it. The admin.
Right.
You know? So, and we didn't know who it was. They were just like, okay, they didn't put a name, they didn't put a number, aside from your number that was on there, so it was just like, okay, it was just like a rabbit hole. So then they just went ahead and deleted it. Once we got the PIN verification from you, they were like, okay, well obviously that's right because we sent it to that address and he received it and gave us that 5-digit number and it matches up. So, you know, that's why that's so important. It's not just about verifying the listing to get you your advertisement, but we don't want to direct the customer the wrong way either. You know, that's why people keep using Google is because those numbers work, and those are actual businesses that do what they're looking for, and that can help them, you know? So, it's a very thorough process, but it's a combination of people reading it and artificial intelligence reading it, and that can cause some errors in its own, too.
Okay, well... Yeah, I guess what I'm going to end up doing is I'll try to call them again tomorrow and make sure I'm canceled.
Well, they should be calling you back today, so hopefully they call you back today.
You see?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude, yeah, I mean, hopefully
I'd blow him up. I'd blow him up or go to your bank and ask for a whole other debit card, so that way, you know, they're not charging
you. So I've already got everything changed, and so now I just keep getting emails saying, hey, we need you to update your information because we're not getting
whatever.
Payment decline.
Yeah, you can just mark it as spam.
You
can just mark it as spam in your email and just never respond to them again. As long as they can't reach into your bank account and take your money, they could try to send you emails and do all that other crap and threaten you and scare you.
Yeah, I just don't want them. I don't want them to send that. I mean, I don't know if they'll do it or not, but send that $99 to collections. That'd be kind of ridiculous.
I mean, come on, small claims, they're in Colorado. I mean, that'd be kind of crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't even worry about it, too, because that report that I sent you, too, so it's like if they really try to go that route, you know, you could just forward that to whoever's requesting it from collections and just be like, this whole company's a scam, dude. You know?
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, man, I appreciate all your help and talking, man. That makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're still here with you. Now you got my direct number and extension too. So the customer service reps are good. They're going to do the best they can. You know what I mean? Like I said, they get embarrassed if they got to come to me. It just looks like they can't do their job, you know?
Right. Okay. Sounds good, man. I appreciate everything.
All right, Rick. I'm looking forward to working with you, bud. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, John. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.